This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
We will praise you in every season for your goodness and mercy unceasing. So as long as we still have breath, we will praise you.
Sing with us.
Regardless of our situation, you're the joy of all tribes, every nation. So as long as our hearts keep time, we will praise you. We rejoice in the Lord, and again we will say, you are always worthy, you deserve our praise. We rejoice in the Lord, and sons and daughters, your blood you have shed for us, we will praise you.
Come on!
You are ruling and reigning in heaven. Every creature is singing your praises, and forever we'll join their song. We will praise you. We rejoice in the Lord. A better world. Your blood, the measure of my worth, your blood, more than I deserve, your blood speaks a better word, speaks a better word. Shouting down the lies, and it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word, speaks a better word. Your blood, robe of righteousness. providence governs me with destiny. It's making all things right, the precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny. Oh, it's making all things right, the precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history.
First verse.
Your blood is healing every wound. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Precious is.
Touching every heart,
worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Turning lives, you are here. Turning lives around. I worship.
Miracle work. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we can sing. You're working with us. But Father, there's something needed if you want to work with us. And that is that we must be prepared, that we must be available. And as the children are leaving at the moment, running with expectation to hear and to see what's happening, what Esther is doing with them afterwards. Father, we come with the same expectation to you. We say, Lord, work with us. Speak to us. Share what is on your heart, that we can have a heart-to-heart connection with you this afternoon. Thank you, Father, that we could start this sermon with a rejoice, with a celebration. And Father, I pray that we continuously can carry on with this, with that celebration, not only here in the sermon, but as we go out as well for the rest of our lives, that we can celebrate that we are children of yours because we allowed you to work in us. Work in us, Father. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that Renee has got a word what she would like to share, but if you've got something what the Lord has been speaking to you during the worship songs, then I'm giving you the opportunity that you can come forward and that you can share it with us, with the congregation.
Thanks. God reminded me of our intercession before the sermon, and while we were singing this, "You are here," and the blood, I just felt God is reminding me again of that he showed me a downpour, a shower. It was, I don't know if you know, a thunderstorm, but without the thunder, just hard rain. And it reminded me of a pastor who said he knew a lady who grew up in a very dry area. And one day it started to rain and she ran outside and she just stood in the rain. And she enjoyed it. And God said, position yourself. Where is your heart? Position yourself to receive. And the only way we can receive is if we have a soft heart, if we have a humble heart. And the blood will cover us. And it's just beautiful. So God reminded us, position yourself. Where are you at? And that his presence is here. But if you don't position yourself, you will not experience it. So, may I pray that? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you reminded me of this word again. Lord, and I pray that each one of us and those who listen in will position yourself, will bind everything that sets itself up against your true knowledge, and we put it under Jesus' feet. And Lord, have your way in our hearts. Like Psalm 24, the last few words, open up your ancient gates, open up the gates so that the King of Glory can enter in. And that is our heart. Our hearts need to open up so that you can enter in. Lord, I speak that you are welcome. You're welcome to enter in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Like I said before, we're going to talk about celebration today. And a church service should actually be a celebration. Each and every church sermon should be a celebration that we are getting together, celebrating who God is in our lives, celebrating along with other believers, that we can be excited, that we also can be encouraged when we go out again, that we can share it with the other people around us. The first picture what I'm showing is a picture of last week. There was a guy with a certain name of Max Verstappen, and he became Formula One champion last week. And the whole world was excited. Many thousands of Dutch people, they went to the place over there. They went to, where did they go? Abu Dhabi, and they watched the last race over there. And they were excited with Max Verstappen over there. Because he was world champion now. He was number one of the world. The Dutch were mad over here. We were at that moment in Germany. And I heard that millions and millions of people in the Netherlands were watching it and following it and were excited about it. Max Verstappen is world champion. Awesome. It's only for a season. Then it's finished. He's going to be champion for one season. In the end of 2022, he's going to be again, or there's going to be another one. Because there are anything of 2021 Formula One drivers who are going to chase the same title. If we take a look at our spiritual belief, if we celebrate something which is lasting forever and ever. It's not only for a season. Yes. Congratulations, Max. But the next question, what I want to ask, do you know God? Because then you can celebrate forever and ever who you are. That's what I want to do with the sermon this afternoon. I want to, what I feel that the Lord put on my heart, take a look at a few celebrations. And each and every time, draw them to our own lives and have a look and see, but how is it impacting? How is it making an effect in our lives? First one, what I would like to have a look at is a celebration what David did. I actually have got two from David. The return of the Ark of God. The Ark of God was returned to Jerusalem. It was put in a tabernacle which David put up over there. And David had burnt offerings and he had peace offerings. And he was finished. He blessed the people. He blessed all the people over there. And he gave them three things. He gave them a loaf of bread. He gave them a piece of meat. And he gave them a cake of raisins. I like all three of them. So I would have been very happy when I was over there. I would have been joyful. Vegetarians, sorry. David gave a piece of meat to each and every one over there. And then David, if we take a look at the next, then David has been a song of thanksgiving, of giving thanks to the Lord for what the Lord has been doing. It's actually going in 1 Corinthians 16, and it goes from verse 8 to 36, but I'm just going to read 31 to 34. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the heavens celebrate, let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. And let the field rejoice. Let the field celebrate and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord. So the trees of the wood are going to celebrate. Now you think those type of wooden things which are just standing there, they're celebrating the Lord. How much more can we celebrate the Lord? That we can lift our hands, that we can take a flag, that we can dance when we are singing, when we are worshiping over here. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. What's happening over here is that David is bringing the Ark of God, the presence of God, into Jerusalem, and they are excited about it. They're having a big party over there. They're having barbecue over there. They're having what we can see, all the things what they got over there. But there's more in it. Because before that, we can also see what David was doing. And this is why I'm so glad about his worship team. David appointed people to worship. The celebration is going along with worship. This is why we in the church as well, we've got a worship team to lead us into the presence of God. And this is what exactly what's happening over here with David as well. He appointed people with stringed instruments and harps. I don't know what type of instruments they used. We don't know. There was even one guy with cymbals. And there were people as well who were blowing the trumpets. And there was one guy as well who was also there. His name was Obed-Edom. The reason why he was there is the ark has been standing at his house. He experienced the presence of God. He didn't want to leave the experience of having a presence of God with him, he went along with the Ark of God, and he was appointed by David to be around it. He couldn't live without the presence of God anymore. And this is what I want to bring the idea over here. If we're celebrating, then we're celebrating the presence of God. And we've got to be open that we allow the presence of God to be in us and within us and around us. The next one, what I wanted to read of David over here is the pilgrim's feast where he was going to. We can read it in Exodus where it says, 3 times each year, every male among you, the verse is not on the screen, 3 times every year, every male among you must appear before God the Lord. This is what the Lord has been saying. I want to see each and every male person in my presence 3 times a year. Now I want to read that Psalm 42 verses 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitudes. David wasn't going alone. He was going along with the multitudes. How beautiful would it be if all the male people from the Netherlands were going 3 times a year. Let's say we go to Utrecht. And all the people are coming together. And as they come from Groningen and all those places, and they just getting more and more and more, they're getting excited because they're going to a place where they're going to celebrate their relationship with God. How exciting would that be? But this is what's happened. And this is what's, when we read a little bit further on, and I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim's feast. And if we take a look at the word feast, then in other translations you will see it as even translated as a word of holiday. Now what's happening in a holiday? We're moving away from our daily task and we try to put it away as far as possible. Am I correct? Who's thinking about your holiday when you're on holiday? You don't want to think about your work. So this is actually what's happening with this pilgrim's feast. They were pulled out of their daily work and they came to Jerusalem all together to celebrate God. It's awesome. Awesome if we can do something like that as well. I'll speak to Rutte next time if we maybe can get it on our festive calendar for this year as well, because he can do a lot of things. But what's important over here, David is celebrating with others. That's what we've got to do as well. I can sing on my own under the shower. I won't sing if Renee is close by because I'm not a good singer. But when I'm in a group like what we are over here, what more beautiful is it if we start singing and if we can encourage each other that we can celebrate the Lord? This is what David, the two from David, the celebrations. The other celebration, what I would like to have a look at, is when they rebuilt the temple. Ezra 6, verses 16. Then the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the descendants of the captivity, celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. There was a dedication of the Lord, of dedication of the house of the Lord with joy. Quite a few years before that, they started rebuilding, that we can read in Ezra 3. And at that time, I'm not quite sure what the period is. I think it's anything of 20 years or something like that before it was built. But when the foundation was finished in Ezra 3, there were still some people over there who could remember how the previous temple looked like. And they started crying. They started crying to see that the foundation was laid. And now we read over here in 6 verses 16 that they were celebrating the dedication of the house. They were celebrating it with joy. In our life, it's exactly the same. We also have got to celebrate when our house is being rebuilt. When we are being reborn, we also have got to celebrate it. We've got to say thank you that we are being reborn, that we are being rebuilt, because we are a temple. We are supposed to be a temple for the Holy Spirit. So when we are experiencing that we are reborn, that's also part of it. We're getting excited about it. We celebrate it. Celebration we also can read in the New Testament. And if there's one book which is talking about rejoice, because I'm using the two words which you can use both sides, the rejoice and the celebration, then it's the letter from Paul to the Philippians. He continuously is talking about rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. There are four chapters, and in each and every chapter, Paul is talking about rejoice, rejoice. Thinking about it, that Paul most probably wrote this letter when he was in prison. Instead of writing a letter and say, please pray for me that I can get out of a prison, or please pray for me because I'm in chains or anything like that. No. In prison, he's writing a letter to the Philippians who were also experiencing problems in their times. And he's writing a letter to encourage them. He's not writing a letter to try and pull attention to him, but he's still encouraging other people. He's still building up other people. He's still edifying other people. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always is a word like some people do not like to use it. Other people are using it quite a lot when they accuse other people. They say, you always do this or you always would do that. Rejoice in the Lord always. Beautiful. Always we can rejoice. When we're walking outside, when we see beautiful nature, that we can rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your creation. Again, I will say, rejoice. For those people who've got a bad hearing, Paul is repeating it again. Again, I will say, rejoice. And let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Because what's happening when you're rejoicing, you are reflecting it to the people around you. I haven't seen any person putting up a newspaper and then starting to rejoice behind it. You don't do that. You've got fun. I think those people who went back with the plane for Abu Dhabi, I think that captain was flying the plane. He must have been shaken like that as the Dutch people were going mad at the back. They were celebrating. I imagine something like that. This is what we're doing as well. We've got to be showing it to whom? All men. This is linking up to the previous sermons of what Derek has been talking about and what some other sermons as well. We've got to evangelize. If we are celebrating God, other people are going to see it and they're going to note it and they will say, yes, I can see it over there. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. We'll say, oh, wait a moment. If you open up the newspaper or you switch on the TV or anything like that, there's such a lot of things, what's happening in this world, there's more fear than anything else. If you could sell fear in Albert Heijn or in Jumbo, you would make a killing over there because the people are buying it. They're taking it. But God is saying over here through Paul, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Communicate with God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. That we will be peaceful and we will have not anything which is blocking us from rejoicing and celebrating, but that we can rejoice and that we can celebrate. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whichever things are noble, whichever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Think about these things. It's not an Eastern meditation. An Eastern meditation is that you've got to get your head empty, and that's very dangerous. But if we take a look at a Christian meditation, it's nearly like, and I'm quoting one of the guys, like a cow. A cow has got four stomachs. So it's going from the one to the other one. So is he eating four times the same meal? If we were eating our meals four times, it would have been very economical. Then we only have got to eat once a day or each and every second day. Meditate on it. Get it back again. Think about it again. Get it back again. Think about it again. Meditate on these things. And then Paul says, the things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. Copy me. Imitate me. I've given you an example. And the God of peace will be with you. He was rejoicing. Somebody in the scriptures as well, he's quoting, he's saying whatever has happened to him. Shipwrecks, he's been hit, he nearly has been stoned, and so on, and so on, and so on. But he's still rejoicing, he's still rejoicing, he's still rejoicing. He's even telling other people to rejoice. So excited is he about that relationship that he has with God. And it's a celebration who the Lord is. We as Shofar, we're also celebrating. We take a look at the year 2021, then we must probably, all of us will say, better forget that year. It wasn't much of a good thing. I even heard that somebody said, when he came with a CV and he didn't fill in anything for 2020, and most probably also not anything in for 2021, they asked him, what have you been doing? He said, well, I've been washing my hands. So we don't throw 2021 away. It was an awesome year for Shofar Utrecht over here. We had the sermons. We could come when possible. We came together, and we're still going to carry on with it. If we are going to be allowed, we're going to come together and we carry on with these celebrations, what we're doing over here. We had five people who started to help us this year with preaching. And thank you for that. Thank you for those awesome guys who helped us with that. We had encounters. Yes, sometimes we had to postpone an encounter, but we tried to have encounters as well, or even if it was a school of small group leader training, that we could build them into people, that it could happen. We had Bible school. You've heard all the names, you've seen the names of those people. It's not a matter of that we say, oh, sorry, but switch off all the switches, we're just waiting of going to happen. No, this is actually more reason for us to be celebrating and to be excited about it, of who we are. Because if there's one thing what we're sure about in this world, is that we are children of God through Jesus Christ. We had the small groups. Some of them came together on screen, some of them came together physically, but it happened. They came together. This is what's happened in 2021. And we're celebrating this year, and we say it was a good year. We could see that was a year because we celebrated God. I'm coming even a little bit closer to our home, and that's between me and Renee. We're also celebrating. Yesterday, this time, more or less, the plane left from Munich after we've been 14 days in quarantine over there. And you can see the picture of the hotel room. That's the area we've been limited to, me and Renee, and our different ways of thinking and our different minds and so on. It had to squeeze into that area, and we had to talk and we had to share time. But it was beautiful. We could pray together, we could read together, we could worship together, we could pray for you people. It was just an awesome time. It's limited space. I think this over here is bigger as what we had. And it was even a king-size bed standing over there. An awesome bed. First-class cushions. Good food. And those who are paying German taxes, thank you for your contribution over there. Concerning that, we had an awesome time. But we were limited. We couldn't go anywhere. And we were celebrating, and we are celebrating now, the freedom what we've got, that we can go wherever we want to go, that we are not limited. Before that, we were in South Africa, and both of us got infected over there. And I've been I could say, 3 days that I really was not in a good condition. And one of those days, I didn't even take off my pajama. I was in bed, or I went to the toilet, and that's the furthest I actually went. I was feeling bad. But at that time, I still could pray. I still could pray for other people. And I could still think about the relationship what I had with God, which was for me important. Yes, at a certain time I prayed as well. And I said, Lord, if it's my time to go, then take me. But if you still need me for something, it's also fine, whatever it is. And it was 3 days, and after the 3 days, I started to recover because I was hungry again. In those 3 days, it was actually I forced myself to eat, and that's very difficult. And I couldn't think of ever in my 62-year-old life that I ever had that type of illness that I didn't want to eat, because eating is not a problem for me. Give me a plate of food and I'll eat. But I was recovering and I could eat again. But in those days, I realized again, there's so many things we've got to be grateful for. There's so many things where we've got to be thankful for, what we can celebrate. And this is also when the Lord said to me, I've got to preach about celebration. It's not an issue. I can preach about it. That's not because I really, spend time with God. Because I also could repent. I could go to God and say, Lord, when I'm in this condition now, I actually become aware again. There's one thing that we've got which cannot be stolen by the enemy. And that's that relationship that we've got with you, that everlasting relationship. We celebrated the Lord over there. Then we want to celebrate you, each and every one who's over here, and each and every one who's maybe watching, I'm not quite sure. Because 2021, I first want to thank the Lord. So yes, I want to thank you as well, but unfortunately you're coming second, the Lord is first, but you must probably understand it. I want to thank you for what has been done over here, for all the people over here who helped. And if I take a look at all the faces, I would say nearly all of you are somewhere involved, which is awesome. Because we've got volunteers, people who've said, here's my name. If you need me, I will help. If it's projection, streaming, if you've got a voice, whatever it is, they are prepared to help that we can have a celebration service on a Sunday. Thank you, volunteers. Much, much appreciated. Part of the volunteers is the praise and worship as well. When me and Renee were watching through Facebook Live in our, I nearly would say, desert period, it was awesome to see how this band was growing. Each and every week there was a new guy or a new person or whatever it is. I don't know what happened, if you had a lot of rain over here or anything like that, or if Marco phoned you, or I don't know what happened, but it was just growing. And I want to thank Marco and Yolandi, they are sitting at the back now. I want to thank them for what they've been doing, the effort what they've been putting in, but also the supportive role from a person like Derek, who's also helping over there, and other people. Sorry that I'm maybe not mentioning the name. It's beautiful to see that the praise and worship team is growing because it's part of celebration. It's bringing us in that presence of God. The preachers. Thank you, Christo. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Urbanus. Thank you, Geoffrey and Banish, for helping. And it's awesome to see how God is speaking through you people as well. And I'm looking forward to the next year that you can also contribute. And lastly, I just want to thank Gerda for what she's been doing. She's been manning the office. Now, how do you say it if a woman is manning the office? Also manning the office. Okay. Gerda has been manning the office in my absence. Thank you. Thank you for what she's been doing, and I really, really appreciate it. It's awesome to see in our absence, when we switch on Facebook Live, 1 or 2 minutes after 3, there it pops up. Shofar Utrecht is alive. And then as we were watching the sermons, me and Renee could look at each other and we got tears in our eyes because we could see fruit of where we've been working on. It's not our fruit. But it's things what people were duplicating, what they were doing as what we've been doing over here. Thank you. Thank you. We want to celebrate you. I want to summarize the main components why we are celebrating God. If we go to Verstappen, we are celebrating God because it has got eternal value. If you take a look at David bringing in the ark, we're celebrating because we're bringing the presence of God into our hearts. Renee quoted Psalm 24 when we were interceding beforehand as well. Open up your gates. Open up your ancient gates. Let the King of Glory come in. That's what we could see from David. The David's pilgrim song, what he was writing over there, with believers, not on your own, but with believers. And speak to your believers. They're all brothers and sisters of yours. You are our family. We were with family in South Africa, but we wanted to come back over here because you are our family. The temple being rebuilt with Ezra. They were rebuilding it. They were rebuilding the temple that the presence of God could be there, but that there also could be a temple for the Holy Spirit. And that's for us as well. Now we see those type of parts which are all in that celebration, which are in there. And in Philippians, I want to finish off with a last reminder again of what I've been saying before. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord. We're going to finish this sermon with a few songs. And if the band wants to come, then you're welcome to come already onto stage. But I want to ask two things before they're going to start singing. My first question is to you. If you're here this afternoon, and you're not celebrating God. You're not celebrating God because you haven't got a relationship with Him. You haven't allowed Him into your life. You're not reborn. You've never in your life said that you wanted to accept Him. You never celebrate Him as the Creator of heaven and earth. You never celebrate Jesus for what He's done for you at the cross. You never celebrate the Holy Spirit as your helper. You've never done, and you feel this celebration that you're standing a little bit outside. God is inviting you today to become part of those who are celebrating Him. And if you're here and you've never made that decision, then I'm inviting you to raise your hand that we can pray along with you, that you can be included in those people, that you can be included in those who are celebrating the Lord. If it's you, then I'm asking you to raise your hand now. The last thing is that we cannot celebrate if we allow things between us and God. If there's something in your life which you allow each and every time to come back again, and where you say, no, I cannot celebrate, I cannot lift my hands because you do not know what actually happened between me and my neighbor. I lost my dad, I lost my brother, I'm without work or anything like that. And I feel that the Lord is saying to us, today we've got to bring it to Him. And we shouldn't take that into the next year, that it takes us away, that it separates us from celebrating. And if there's anything what the Holy Spirit is revealing you as what we're going to start with the worship now, then I'm going to ask you to come forward on the left and on the right hand side, the pieces of paper and pens, and you write down the thing which is separating you at the moment from celebrating, or even if it is in a certain way, that it is reducing the celebration which you normally would have done for God, that you say, I'm not at a 100% celebration, but I'm only at a 60 or a 70%. Bring it to God. He wants to have it, as what Paul was saying in Philippians as well. So during the song, take the freedom. Go forward, take a piece of paper, write on it, tear it up, and leave it in that box next to it. You're not going to take it home. No, that piece of paper, you're going to leave it over here. So if there's anything what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you, which is keeping you away from celebration, which is keeping you away of celebrating the Lord, a full 100%, get rid of it this afternoon. This is what God wants to share with us, that we can celebrate Him. I want to repeat Philippians again, 4 verses 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing. So whatever you've got which is keeping you away from that celebration, write it down, get rid of it. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which gives you that peace, that rest, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We're going to sing, I don't know how many songs. That's up to what the people are deciding over here. But I'm asking you something as well. Even if you wrote something on a piece of paper or not, go nuts with the celebration. If you haven't flagged before, grab a flag. If you haven't danced before God with a song, go for it. It's all family over here. We're not strangers. But let's celebrate God. And as what we're celebrating Him inside the church, let's go outside and show the world there's no fear in me, because I'm trusting a God who's everlasting.
So, Scripture does say we must try and outdo each other at honoring each other. And I've heard a Jewish rabbi, a Messianic rabbi, so the guy's fortunately saved, but he learned the lesson that in an unhealthy church, the pastor ministers to the people, and in a healthy church, the people minister to the people. And I believe God was holding you guys back because He wanted to show to you that all the investment and the endurance and the suffering that you've done was worth it.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
We still have breath, we will praise you.
We pray.
Father, we thank you that you're a good God. You're a God of joy. You're a God of hope. You're a God of redemption, covering our shame and our sins, and Lord, enabling us to be in right standing with you and rejoice with you, Lord. We thank you for today. We thank you for everything you've got planned for us for this week, Lord. We ask that you will take this joy and this uplifted hearts, that you will carry it right through the week, and it will strengthen us to tackle whatever comes, Lord. Thank you. And we are so grateful in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.